In your Highland information, some people collect stamps, others collect coins. But for Joe Henkin of Highland, it's anything that has to do with ski soda. Henkin began his collection in 2001 and has gradually added more items. Henkin, a native of Carlisle, said that he has always had ski soda to drink as a kid, but it wasn't until he moved away that he realized what a big part the soda was in his life. He told WGEL that when he moved back to the area, he was all about ski soda. A ski clock began his collection, and he explained to WGEL where he finds his ski memorabilia.
There isn't a whole lot of stuff out there. It's in pockets, and at one point in time, there were a lot of people who either made it or distributed it across the country, but nowadays those numbers have really dwindled. At one point, there were like 40 people who were producing, and now that number's down to about two. So I look for people that have been producing and then have gone out of business for whatever reason, and usually they have some stuff. I keep my name in circles. There are collecting circles, and people know me, and I go to shows. I've been to Ohio and Kentucky and Tennessee and Missouri and auctions and shows and hand my business card out to people, and you know, I get phone calls and emails all the time.
Henkin also finds memorabilia on the internet. He said his collection includes anything with ski on it, including 1950s-era billboards, glass-painted menu boards, posters, and much more. His collection has been on display in Breeze and attracted about 200 people. Currently, some of his collection is on display at the Latzer Library in Highland through the end of February. Henkin noted that his entire collection will be in his basement at his house after the basement has been finished.